Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Biotner moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is walked intentionally. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Parrish scores. Foote moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foote scores. Lentz moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive towards first. Stargell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Stennett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Oliver scores. Stargell moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Expos, 3. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell juggles the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Manguel moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish bunts in front of the plate. Sanguilan fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to third. Biotner moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foote is walked intentionally. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sanguilan for a passed ball. Manguel scores. Biotner moves to third. Foote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Howe pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howe moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McNally. Zisk moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Dyer reaches third base with a triple. Larry Demery pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. Dale Murray now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stennett strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Montreal Expos, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.